Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. It's me, Dr. Vincent Medici, to give you the concepts. Not the data, not the stuff you can get on YouTube, but the deeper stuff. Why do I give you the concepts each Saturday at 10 a.m. on KBright? Because in my experience, which is a lot of experience at this point in my life, people fail because they don't get the concepts. The concepts are what allows you to be compliant, and really compliance is the ticket. Compliance, patience. If you're sick, you know sickness will test your faith on many levels. When you're in a serious illness, the first year or two are just a temper tantrum because we can't believe we got sick. And you try your medical doctor, and you may or may not be happy. If you're not, you start spinning around, and you end up in the holistic arena, and then you start spinning around in the holistic arena, and you know the story. It's 5 years later. Most of you have gotten nowhere. You still got the same symptoms, even worse, the disease or the symptom is progressing and you're discouraged. So you all know that healing is an act of faith more than anything. That faith, where the rubber meets the road, is about compliance, and compliance is about the concepts. Do you get the concepts? Now, I know I'm right. And the reason I know I'm right is because this is my journey. As a doctor, you spend the first 5 or 10 or 15 years getting the data. Just to accumulate the data is enough to take up a decade. I mean, beyond your degrees and your credentials. Then after you get the data, you have to put the data together. Then you have to go back and experiment with the data. And then you have to reconceptualize. So you're constantly going back to the drawing board of health to reevaluate your concepts based on your observations. And this is why you constantly hear me stress on this show that you can't do it cookbook. You cannot do the Cliff Note version of health. You cannot just water it down to a formula, a recipe, something you pulled off YouTube, because it will not get you through the dark and stormy night of a healing. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, the next 30 minutes. And then I have a surprise for you at the end of the show. The next 30 minutes, we're going to get into it. Today's show, Shake It, Bind It, and Excrete It, the Dance of Cell Regeneration. Shake It, Bind It, and Excrete It, the Dance of Cell Regeneration, a show that asks you to put together the concepts. What do I mean by shake it? Well, before you get sick, before you get symptomatic, before you have a symptom that you want to get rid of that's hurting your life, perhaps your neck pain is so bad you can't work anymore. Perhaps your digestion is so bad and your heartburn that it's interfering with every aspect of your life. Whatever it is, once upon a time, a long time ago, you had a cell in your joint, in your esophagus, in your brain, in your liver. You had a cell that was healthy, and it started to cake up with grit, meaning the accumulations of normal cell physiology and all the stuff that you pull in from the outside, the heavy metals, the pesticides, the parasites. The list is endless. We're making new lists every single day. Let's just call it the muck or the gunk around the cell. Starts to get so thick that the space between the cell turns to sludge. This is the sludge you've got to shake out. And there's lots of ways and perspectives to look at that. But the concept is that you've got to shake it. You got to shake it loose, or you're not going to be able to bind it. Ah, you may laugh and say, this is too simple. I know this, Medici, sure. But I want you to consider this. If you haven't shook it and you're trying to bind it, you're wasting your money. If you're shaking it and binding it, but you can't excrete it, you're wasting your money. If you're trying to excrete it, but you haven't shaken it loose yet, you're wasting your money. Ah, now you get my point. You have to understand what the process is and the sequences through which we create an ecosystem that allows that cell that is coated in muck to turn around and say, thank you, to have the sensors from the brain observe that the cell is saying thank you, so that the brain then can redirect the regeneration of the cell. I pray that you can understand what I'm saying with gravity, depth. Depth. Bring your consciousness to what I'm saying. If you can get this, you got everything. No matter how bad you think you are, healing is not that complicated. But we have given you too simplistic a view of it. And then when we think we're really getting advanced, we just give you more data. And that's the myopia. That's the mistake. Imagine that cell surrounded in an environment that creates a sense of agony. And that cell is a living dynamic organism. Each cell, each of the trillions upon trillions upon trillions upon trillions of cells in the human body, wherever they are, whatever organ you're concerned about, wherever your disease is located. And at some point, you're asking a living, intelligent organism to adapt to that polluted space around itself, that polluted extracellular space. That cell is going to find a way, and you're not going to be happy with its solution. This is why many diseases like cancer, autoimmune disease, the notion that we have to suppress or the notion that we have to kill is as foolish as going to any negotiation in life where you think you have to kill your opponent rather than negotiate to find a better terrain. So let's understand, shake it, bind it, and excrete it. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Let's talk about binding it for a moment. Let's bind it. If you want to bind a chemical, a metal, a pesticide, a petrochemical, one of the ways you can bind it is with the zeolite minerals. There is one zeolite above all called lamontite. And there are many types of zeolites. So I put one on the website. That's Premier Research Labs Zeolite Complex. If you're taking it but you can't excrete, that's a boo-boo. Now, we all excrete. But if the ratio between the ingestion of the zeolite to bind to metals, to bind to other types of chemicals, your pesticides, is not done in proportion to the rate at which you can excrete it, the imbalance will create pain. And that's the rough highway. That's the rough road. That's not the bullet train. That's the stagecoach going over lumpy rocks. That may offer you a trip to the ER room, a night throwing up. And when you're sick and in pain, the last thing you want to suffer is more pain. So we can talk about the zeolite mineral as a wonderful tool if sourced correctly. By the way, there are other forms of zeolite that are dangerous that we know cause mesothelioma. And zeolites can be very toxic also. if a zeolite's already been exposed to the things it chelates, and then the rock is mined, but it's mined mixed into the thing that it's supposed to chelate, well, then you're ingesting toxic zeolite, toxic limonite. You have to be aware and respectful of that. So as always, source is everything. Zeolite is a binder. It's a heavyweight binder. Fortunately, we have Premier Research Labs. I would trust that. And PRL puts out limonite. So God offers us one substance. Limonite is rock. A rock that you can crush in your hands and turn to dust. And it has this power to go into your body and bind the things that will otherwise interfere with all sorts of critical chemical process in the body. But I want you to understand that zeolite is a binder. It's not a shaker. It's not an excreter. It's a binder. And I want you to get the difference. Let's get to another binder. Modified fruit pectin. Again, Premier Research Lab to the rescue. Wonderful product. Premier's Chem Detox. This is otherwise known in the literature as modified citrus pectin. Again, you can trust it to bind metal, but as much as anything, it's going to chelate to the fat-soluble poisons, pesticides, petrochemicals, so on and so forth. It's got a very strong bounty of literature behind it, stating it'll reduce metastasis in malignant cancers. But I don't want to get into that part of it. I just want to list for you another binder. So you're taking zeolite. So you're taking Chem Detox. So you're taking, this is Premier Research Day. You're taking Detox ND. Now, Detox ND is another great chelator or binder. You've got a probiotic fermented blend of chlorella, coriander, parsley in a fermented form, meaning they take these herbs and they feed them to probiotics. The probiotics eat the herb. Then it's tinctured to a little highly organic alcohol. And then it's ingested as a liquid. It's a fermented herb. It is a powerful chelator. Chlorella is a miracle herb. So the concept here is if you're bringing in three well-sourced herbs, I just gave you three well-sourced supplements. I just gave you three. Fermented chlorella, modified citrus pectin, and limonite. By the way, the limonite with Premier Research Lab is mixed in with a very fine form of calcium bentonite. And the trick behind a lot of these chelators is that they're negatively charged, and it appears. You can't make this as a blanket statement, but lots of what you want out of your body has a positive charge, and it's simple enough to understand the negative charge of the clay, of the zeolite, binds to the positive charge of the garbage in your intestines or throughout the body. And again, I'm simplifying. But bottom line is, this charge attraction allows the limonite, or it allows the clay, to suck out the bad guys. But the concept is, these are the binders. What are you going to do after you suck out the bad guys, after you bind and chelate to the bad guys, after the nutraceuticals, the herbs, go in between the cells? They go into the joint spaces. They go into the guts of the liver. They go into the kidney. I don't mean the tubes. I mean the meat. They go into the spaces between your brain. They start chomping away at the inside of your blood vessels. What are you going to do with that to get it out of your body? That's the excretion part. On top of which, there's the shake it part. These are binders. They're not shakers. What do I mean by a shaker? Poisons, microbes, cancer cells, stuff you don't want in your body.